T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. And, of course, in the studio, as always, we got our Hot Rod Happy Couple, Mr. Smitty and Breezy herself.
What's going on, guys?
What up, what up?
And then, of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst slash numbers guru, the Professor Richard Hoskins.
What's going on to our friends in Smut Eye, Alabama?
That's what I'm saying. Alabama. Hey, how about that football team? I can't stop.
Better luck next time.
I tell you what, though, speaking on the Alabama football team, I thought it was really, really cool for President Trump to have all the Alabama graduates cook for the Clemson Tigers.
Oh, that was low.
No comment.
I don't know about all that.
Viewership in Alabama has went down.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we've got Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel slash all-around cool hot rod guy, Mr. Kobe Miller himself.
What's going on, everyone?
I tell you, you know, there's a lot of cool stuff going on. This is, first of all, this is a busy week. This is Barrett Jackson week, Scottsdale.
Yes, sir.
It's Barrett Jackson. I love watching Barrett Jackson. It puts joy in my heart watching Craig Jackson get richer.
6 hours yesterday, baby.
I'm going to tell you, I mean, like, I can watch it. I watch the reruns.
Oh, I do too, all the time.
I mean, I that's the thing. Selling and buying and selling cars, I've been to auctions all my life. You would think I would be burnt out on it? No, I watch it on TV now.
It's exciting.
It's exciting, but it's just not. It's relaxing. I like it. Something about a guy going blah, 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 really gets me.
What about that dude with the Eagles wings? Like the guy that does this?
Yeah, I've seen that too.
Like, you know,
and then he crows.
Yeah, there's the one hot chick that her thing
is
being a hot chick.
Now, that's Sparky Esters. That's his wife.
The one that puts the
older guy.
The one that puts the soul stickers on?
No.
She's really hot.
No, that was Leather Pants.
Yeah, she's
that was
really hot.
This show is going downhill fast.
No, it's not.
No.
We're getting on a roll here.
But, that was just a Vegas thing, and I won't promise you something. Them pants were the hardest working thing in Vegas that week, I promise you.
I kept rewinding that.
Pants. I didn't know cowhide could do that kind of things. After watching that, I drive by a cow pasture and daydream, okay?
I'm sitting there. Me and Richard are mentioning back and forth about the Corvair, and all of a sudden, Richard goes, "Do you see the hot girl in the leather pants?" I'm like, Richard, I'm not blind.
Everyone's seen it. All 175 million.
You got to have priorities.
I mean, I see cars every day. You do not see things like that wrapped in leather.
I got buddies with Corvairs. I mean,
exactly. You see, Ralph Nader hates them, okay? You don't see Ralph Nader writing a book about them leather bridges? Nope. Because there ain't nothing wrong with them. That's why. Anyway.
God.
I'm just saying.
That's right.
I'm just saying the girl did a good job. She did a wonderful job. A wonderful job. Whoever hired her, top notch. Just saying.
He needs a better promotion.
That guy needs a raise.
Mm-hmm. Let's just hope it ain't the same guy that hires Rich Rollins talent.
Yeah, that on the other hand. Yeah. So, speaking of that, Garage Rehab's back on too.
Yeah.
I love that. Garage Rehab's back on Discovery Channel. I haven't watched it yet, but it's back on. And basically it's kinda like Bar Rescue, but for shops. And it tickles me some of the things that he talks about, his pet peeves of Garage Rehab. He has a thing called Garage Rehab, Richard Rollins' ultimate pet peeves about a shop. And he said something about smoking in a shop. And I understand smoking is an extremely horrible habit. It's a disgusting habit, and I understand that. But the thing that tickles me is he's talking about that in the comments under that little video.
Yeah.
It said, so smoking's bad, but having a beer cooler in your shop is good.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And then somebody said, "You're not helping, Professor."
I don't want to hang out with a shop that doesn't have a beer cooler.
But you know, and then somebody commented on it, saying, "You know, I can smoke a lot of cigarettes, and I can still drive home." You know, and it was kind of funny, you know. And I mean, all shops are different. Everybody operates their shops different ways and things like that. But just saying.
I don't know, dude. There's a lot of shops here lately that, you know, I've heard a lot recently. Where shops, the owners don't want you smoking and don't want you cussing. Why you turning wrenches? Like, I mean,
I'm
going to
tell you
this
something.
Is even possible.
I was raised in a shop.
It's not.
That's not right. I was raised in a shop, and my grandfather, now keep in mind, I'm a little bit older, so I was raised a little old school, but my grandfather wouldn't let me hold a torch unless I had a cigarette hanging out of my mouth.
I mean, yeah, that's rude.
Keep in mind, that's probably why I started smoking Winston's when I was 10. But you know what I'm saying.
I mean, it just don't make no sense to me. I mean, I don't see how you can turn a wrench without at least saying a swear word and having at least one cigarette.
I don't know. I mean, it's just
not going to work if you don't.
You don't get the stuff right. Torque values is off. And
it throws everything off. It throws everything off.
Yeah, you always know you're getting close to the end when you start dropping a whole lot of cuss words.
I mean, that's
or when a wrench slips and you smack something.
Ooh.
That makes my knuckles cold hurt. Morning.
Yeah, that makes my knuckles hurt right now. I got scars everywhere from doing that.
Y'all boys, I'm telling you, no smoking, no swearing.
Yeah,
no shop either.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not running a cake bakery.
No mechanics.
Exactly. No, they're not mechanics. They're technicians.
Oh, yeah.
They're technicians.
What is this guy, Amish?
Well, I'm old school, buddy.
Exactly.
But Richard can come in with his white pants with a little black stripe on the side and all of his jewelry. That's fine to work on a car. You know, it don't scratch nothing.
That's cute. Or when you ground it out on a battery and it burns your finger or tears your finger off when you catch it on something. And now keep in mind, I do rock a little jewelry, so I ain't got a whole lot of room talk there. But
man, I even got my wedding band tattooed because of turning wrenches.
I didn't get my wedding band tattooed. That was probably a good idea.
That was a good idea for you.
You would have.
Yeah, removable is the key thing I look for in a wedding band. You know?
It's all fun and games till you have a removable finger.
That's actually epic.
Rob got his wedding band tattooed. His whole finger would be black by now.
I'm running out of room.
Like, can you do a cover up for my cover up?
You got frostbite on that finger, boy.
Why do you got a koi fish tattooed on your ring finger? Shut up.
That was wife number five.
Everybody knows. Nobody purposely gets a koi fish tattooed on them. I'm just going to tell you that now. That's the perfect cover up.
I gotta agree.
It is. I've got several friends that are tattoo artists, and everybody tells you. Nobody's like, the koi fish looks good. The koi fish is never the first tattoo. Ever. It's covering up a name, a butterfly, something. That's why it's there.
Speaking of tattoos, this week at the gym, there's a guy that comes in there. He's got probably the coolest tattoo on the back of his arm that I've probably seen in a long time. It's a Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. I don't know where that came from, but it is pretty dang cool. You got to have some confidence if you get a Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head tattoo.
I think I want to get some French fries tattooed on my back of my arm.
I think it came from Hasbro.
Hasbro.
But it's just a cool tattoo.
That's different. I will give them that. I mean,
that is different. That's like getting a McDonald's receipt tattooed on you or something. Yeah.
I mean, you get random things.
But I mean, he's got a whole sleeve, but it's just like all these cartoon characters, but the main two characters are Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head.
It'd be really cool if he carried around like little sticky pieces that you could like.
You could change
do.
Eyes.
That would, be cool.
That'd be epic, actually. Like, did you have a Mr. Potato Head, Professor?
I think I did when I was a kid. I think I bored with it very easily.
How about you, Kobe?
I had one.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you get bored with it easy?
I don't remember. I lost all the pieces.
Well, you were raised on a farm. They probably gave you a real potato.
I was.
And when you get done with it, it's dinner.
It was dinner. That's why I didn't have mine long, I don't think.
I'm telling you. How about you, Smitty? Did you have a Mr. Potato?
Oh, yeah. I have one.
You
really had one?
Yeah.
I didn't even have one. I play with my friends.
Ooh, I have one. I mean, mine
that's
was.
I didn't mean to go down this road with this.
I'm like Kobe over there. I'm pretty sure we lost a lot of pieces.
So you just had a plastic potato.
Y'all probably blew up the potato.
You can only put lips on a button that's funny so many times.
Hey, that is epic, though. In the movie, that is probably the most funniest part of that whole entire movie. The Toy Story when the little Mr. Potato Head takes his little lips off and makes him look like he's.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Oh, boy.
Bless your heart.
I'm telling you, I've never watched that before. You
I
know
watched
why?
It when I was like 13 when it came out. No, 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, one, you're making me feel old. Two, we got a commercial break.
already.
I tell you what, guys, we're talking about tow pigs this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour. That's right, car haulers of all types. We're going to school you up right here. Stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, and of course, we got Smitty and Breezy in the studio.
Hey, hey, hey.
What up, y'all?
And then we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst slash numbers guru. Richard Hoskins.
What's cracking up in Bell Buckle, Tennessee?
That's the place to be, I hear.
Something about a RC.
Moon pie. RC Cola and a moon pie.
What's better than an RC and a moon pie?
Well, you know, I'm not the biggest moon pie fan in the world, but if you stick those bad boys in the microwave for about 10 seconds out of the plastic, they are magical.
They actually are really good in the microwave.
I hate them.
I just like the marshmallow part.
I don't like marshmallows like that. Yeah. But I like them when they're heated up a little bit.
I don't like them when they're not heated at all. And they're not my favorite when they are heated, but they are good when they are heated.
How about the banana ones?
That's gross. That's disgusting. Right.
Banana moon pies were made by the devil. I'm just throwing that out there.
That's like Spam.
I'll take Spam on a hot plate than a banana moon pie. Banana moon pies, no good.
That's one thing I'm very much against, and that's canned meat.
You know what? Canned meat can't be all that bad. Banana moon pies, horrible.
Now, Smitty really does have a thing about some canned meat. We've been together, what, 8 years now?
You don't like Vienna sausages?
Absolutely.
Oh, God,
not.
He cannot stand it if
like,
I eat them.
You don't like stand-up wieners?
He cannot stand it if I eat them.
I love Vienna sausages.
You can't go wrong with them and some crackers.
Make me want to throw up just thinking about it.
You stick them in the fridge for
a little
bit.
You are such a girl. Vienna sausages are the bomb.
Yes.
Richard, you with me?
I'm with you, man.
Thank you.
I'll tell you another thing, too. I won't eat anything with the word meat in it. Like meatloaf, meatballs, minced meat.
Really?
Like, I eat meat, and I live primarily off of meat. But any dish with the word meat in it, I won't eat.
You won't eat meatballs?
Nope.
Seriously.
I love meatballs.
I love meatballs, too, especially when I was in Vegas. All the way up until about 3 o'clock in the morning, and the meatballs didn't like me anymore.
Well,
I'm not
going to
say anything about Vegas.
We're in the Westgate and in Vegas for SEMA, and they have the meatballs. It was like the buffet thing.
Yeah,
it's like all you can eat meatballs.
And between the two of y'all ate all you can
well,
eat.
Well, you know, and me and Josh probably finished off about 700 between the two of us. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they freeze, so you eat them. You know,
that was amazing. They were great,
and they're free. That's the thing. We're in Vegas. They will give you nothing in Vegas.
They didn't even ask us to leave.
No. They'll give you drinks if you're gambling.
Nah, not even that anymore.
Are you serious?
Really?
Oh, well, how?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just having second thoughts about whether or not I want to go.
Yeah, you got to be like a total high roller now.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only way you get free drinks.
Well, Richard is a high roller. Look at him.
No, he is.
He's the professor.
He's got a suit on and...
One of my buttons fell off.
Got to go to the tailor.
Well, I want to tell you something. That's the only thing that fell off. You're ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Especially after the life you've lived. I'm just saying.
Richard,
anyway,
you can do like me
so,
and just put some
you know, speaking of things that are falling off.
I got a flask, too.
Oh,
there you go.
Speaking of things that are falling off, I think Toyota sales are going to fall off.
I think so.
Who saw the new Supra?
I did.
I synced it.
First, it was the Blazer. Let down.
Yeah, that was a big letdown.
Then they're talking about the Supra coming back. And I'm like, man, you know, I'm just now got where I'm getting into these Japanese imports and stuff. And the new Supra's coming back, and I'm all on board. Then you've seen, like, the prototype pictures, and it's all slammed down and cool looking. And then it comes out like a Kia sports car.
They should have never called that a Supra.
Yeah, call it a Celica. It's got a BMW engine. But the price of Mark IVs just continued to go up.
Oh, yeah. And that's a good-looking car.
That's for sure.
It's like the round RX-7s. I love those. I don't know the generation of that. But
I want to say it's FD3, but I could definitely be wrong.
I love those cars. Like, I like, and I'm not, I mean, don't get me wrong. I look at rotary engines like witchcraft, but I like those cars.
They work, and they were great cars, really. Well, they weren't great cars. They were terrible cars, but they were great performing cars.
And they're good-looking cars.
And they are. They're cute.
Well, they're super-esque. looking. Yeah. You know, it's a good looking car. That's
they
a good looking design.
They were great for what they were there for.
Yeah. Brand they were the coolest RX-7s ever.
Keeping tow trucks busy?
Do what?
Keeping tow trucks busy?
Well, it's kind of like Ford. You know, they're all in it together.
I love it. I love my sister. No. She's awesome. But the new Supra is horrible, and I don't think anybody likes it. I saw 1320 posted on IG this week, you know, like the early sneak peek pictures of it. And, like, literally, it was, like, bad comments all the way down.
I mean, it's horrible, dude.
I mean, it's not the worst I've ever seen, but it's pretty bad. I think it got worse reviews than the Blazer did. And that's saying a lot.
I don't see how.
I think it should have. It shouldn't have carried the
it looks
super
like an eclipse.
Name. Yeah, it shouldn't have there carried the Supra name. It is a good-looking car in its own aspect, but it's not a Supra.
For Barbie's little kid sister, Skipper, maybe.
Well, it makes a great-looking NASCAR.
That's just not a Supra.
It's just not
that's
a Supra.
Not right. That's not right.
The reason Supras are legendary is because of the Toyota durability and the fact that you can build 1,000 horsepower out of a stock engine.
Exactly.
When you take this little car that they built and put a BMW engine in it, you've lost it completely.
Now you got... So you're telling me we're running a Japanese car with a German engine, and now you want to be a NASCAR?
Yeah, how stupid.
That's... I'm pretty sure...
What is Toyota's number one thing?
Someone needs to check with the Geneva Convention on this. Someone was positive this isn't legal.
Call United Nations.
Somebody call Professor X or whatever, and we need to get to the bottom of this.
Yes.
I'm telling you, we need to get the government back on board. This is what happens when them guys take the week off. Things go crazy.
Things go
Next
sideways.
Thing you know, you're building Supras with motors out of BMWs in them. And that's crazy. I'm just saying. I know we make BMWs in Greer before anybody sends me any bad email about that. But I'm just saying.
And we're glad to have them over there.
Yeah, we are. I'm tickled.
I don't know, man. It
just don't want to own one.
Never.
It looks like an eBay clapped out. FRS to me is exactly what
I agree with
like.
You. FRS is the first thing I thought when I saw it.
I wonder if it comes with plastic dip wheels.
Oh,
it
yeah.
It should. At least, you know how Mercedes has that, the fix it flat with their flat spare tire? They probably put a can of plastic dip in the spare tire.
I wonder
wheel.
If it comes with LEDs under the bottom from the factory.
Well,
factory
know it comes
LEDs.
With fuzzy dice.
It may. It may even come with like a Pit Boys gift card or something.
Oh, it's better.
No, it comes with a Nopi sticker.
APC designed this thing.
it's with a Nopi sticker.
I'm showing my age, APC. Is there, I don't even know if they're even still around anymore, but that was a thing back in the day in Greenville because we didn't have anything else.
Well, no, we had APC stickers, though.
So. Yeah, we did have.
I don't even know what they made.
Grills, lights. Altiza tail lights.
All right, I might have had some of those.
I used to see my favorite thing
that
I love to say to all the kids that had the APC sticker or the big banner across their windshields, like applied for a Pit Boys credit card. That's what
I know,
it stood for.
I know their stickers were red, white, and blue. Like they were white, like the AP and blue and the C and red. I remember that.
Well, you know, makes sense. A company with American flag colors in their
that
logo that
makes
Japanese
crappy car
parts
for
in
Japanese
Taiwan.
Cars.
It makes sense. I totally just put that together. Totally. I'll tell you what else we got to put together. We got to put together this commercial break, guys. Tell you what, we got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. And of course, in the studio, we got Smitty and Breezy.
What's going on, guys?
What up?
Y'all are just too cool for school. Like, it got cooler in here when you started talking.
Hey.
I mean, y'all just those kids. You know what I'm saying? When I was growing up, I wanted to hang out with people like you. Hey. My mom wouldn't let me, but I wanted to.
Well, there was a lot of moms that didn't let their kids hang out with us that, you know, wanted to hang out with us.
I can see that.
Yeah, I'm still the bad influence on a lot of moms' list.
I blame a lot of my bad decisions on you guys. I'm just saying.
Hey, just remember, pimping's in you, not on you, buddy.
I'm telling you.
It ain't easy.
Preach. Then, of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard W. Hoskins III.
Esquire. What's going on in Greenwood, South Carolina? Learned some stuff about Greenwood today. It makes me maybe want to ride up there this weekend.
G Wood's always up to no good, boys. I'm telling you. And then, of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour, legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Mr. Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Now, I mean, like, we're talking about, me and Kobe, we're talking earlier this week, and we're talking about how nobody drives their cars. Everybody tows them. And I have no room to talk. I love driving my cars to a local event. Yeah. And now Smitty gonna call me out on this. And I talk about driving every day and all this stuff. And I'm all about that. But I like to trailer my cars. I ain't gonna lie. I'm that guy. I like getting out on the highway and going to like a local event or something. And next town or a couple towns over is one thing. But
4 or 5 miles.
Yeah, you know. But, you know, when you start getting in other states and things like that, I don't know. There's something about my Silverado with a sunroof and, you know, my iTunes and leather and heated seats and you know, good tunes. It rides good. You know, riding in a car that rides rough with no heat, no air, and no radio, and no sunroof.
And see, this is coming from the guy that I look up to as a hot rider.
And no leather.
You know? I mean, just say,
no OnStar.
It's just nice being able to just trailer them because when they get there, they're clean still. You just
well, I mean, and that's I'd like trailering them. So I mean, I am a hot rod guy and I love driving my hot rods, and I think you should drive your hot rods. But I also see why you would trailer them too. And I mean, so as, I feel like a hypocrite in a lot of ways on this, but I am what I is. You know what I'm saying?
Always my and I talked to you about this earlier in the week. My scariest thought about driving, you know, your classic hot rods or whatever you have, even if it's just, even like you, Smitty, you're, you know, slammed down, you know, 90-something or 2000-something truck, is you never know the other person over there on that other side that could run into you at any given point. Very unlikely that they're going to hit you in a trailer. You don't see a whole lot of that compared to, like, someone just rear-ending you or whatever.
I drove, y'all talking about 4 or 5 miles. I get it. Me and Breezy.
Now I drive more than 4 or 5 miles.
Well, I mean, I get you. But me and Breezy went to Burlington Coat Factory over here for Back to Basics, one of our favorite shows. On our way home, a lady, we'll call her, took out a bagged and bodied Ranger that had a $20,000 custom frame up under it when it was built. You know, it wasn't a $20,000 frame to me. I didn't pay that much. But when it was built, it was a $20,000.
She killed it.
She murdered it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I drove it for 10 miles that day. But guess what? I tripled my money because I had good insurance. I had good insurance.
Now I can afford to buy a car, trailer, and a truck.
I went from an 03 Ranger to an 05 Silverado. You see where that went to?
Full size.
I growed my money.
He went from fun size to full size. But so, I mean, and that's the thing. Like, and I like a good toe pick. And I'm really weird. I like different stuff. And you know, and we were talking about it off the air. We were talking about, you know, what's your ideal towing rig or towing setup? And I'm going to tell you something. See, and this is where I get a little off kilter. I love a nice car trailer. I'm weird about my car trailers, too, now. I pimp my car trailers out.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You got to have your LED lights.
Yep.
You got to have your good stripes. I cannot have a car trailer without mag wheels on it.
Nope.
I bought a brand new trailer from Golden Gate Trailers in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I drug it all the way home with my head down. I bought a brand hammer new trailer because it had white wagon wheels on it. It drove me crazy. I didn't pull it 10 feet after I got it home till I had my mags on it. It bothered me.
And you got to have the tilt. I mean, pulling out ramps just is not for me. You got to tilt it and just...
I've had tilt trailers. I like tilt trailers. I like nice trailers with a dovetail. And that's great. It's just all preference and what you want there. But I'm weird. Mag wheels is a must. Gotta have mags. Like, you know what I'm saying? My truck may be rolling on stocks, but my trailer will be rolling on mags. I'm just saying.
See, I've never owned a trailer.
It's nice.
Hey, Breezy got a picture in her phone right now. She just showed me the other day. Y'all talking about trailer in your trucks and your cars and all this. I don't need to trailer my lawnmower. My mama lived across White Horse Road. Guess how I got the lawnmower across the street, across White Horse Road to cut her grass? Tell her, Breezy.
He actually drove the riding lawnmower while I had to follow behind him in the car so I could make sure nobody hit him. But get this, he's eating a hot dog from the Sphinx, got a beer in one hand and a straw hat on.
Come at me.
What's the statute of limitations for DU open container in South Carolina one more time?
Prove it.
We've got photo evidence.
That's the picture from the back because she was driving a Honda Civic behind me.
I couldn't keep up either, so, you know.
Oh, Lord.
I think I've got a picture somewhere from where you might have visited my local liquor store one time.
Oh, me. But, I mean, and some people are hardcore like that. If you see my car or trailer, that means it's stolen. You know, I mean, you see my car or trailer, that means Rob's going to a car show. That's what it means. I mean, it's it teaches you what you like. But I like a nice car trailer, and I like that because you can have your daily pickup, and then you've got a trailer, so now you've got a car hauler when you need it, and the trailer's out of the way. Me, personally, that to me is my ideal tow setup that.
My ideal tow setup. It's a set of stock wheels I can put on so my 22s don't get bent on 85 because y'all know these roads ain't no good.
And you talking trash about a trailer and you want to do a NASCAR-style pit stop once you get there.
Do you know we've done that several times?
I know, but you see what I'm getting at. I mean, chum on. I mean, you're killing me. So, Richard, would you the professor, what's the professor's opinion on car trailers?
Well, as it turns out, the professor actually needs the ability to tow a vehicle.
I love it.
My car doesn't go anywhere under its own power, really. I get what you're saying. Like, if you're going to Tennessee or something, you don't want to drive a 54-year-old loud car with an AM radio that may or may not work. You know, when you can be driving your brand new Silverado that, you know, to the Silverado, your Malibu is like a hat.
Yeah.
You know?
it just looks good back there. It's an accessory.
I'm all for it. I guess if I was like super into car shows and I had cars that were actually worth investing in, I wouldn't mind having like a flatbed, like an old Dodge Cummins 12 valve with a tilt flatbed. That's where my car spends most of its time anyway. Might as well just get one.
I get home, I ain't got to unload it.
It's a package deal.
Just leave it up there.
Yeah, just back the flatbed in.
I like ramp trucks. I love old school ramp trucks.
Yeah, I love a ramp truck.
Have you ever drove a ramp truck? Have you ever drove a ramp truck?
Yes.
There's one, they're great in a straight line, and they're fine backing up until you have to turn.
Really?
You cannot turn those things around in a 40-acre field. Mm. The turning radius is that like the Titanic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that. I could see that being
They don't turn very well.
I know Andy Fisher's got a nice one.
Yeah, and I like them. I like ramp trucks. For some reason, I just think those little Hodges bodies, those are so cool. Have you ever seen the trailers that they've got that go behind ramp trucks where you can drive onto the trailer, then from the trailer to the ramp truck?
Yeah.
Like, That's pretty cool. Like, for a guy that's kind of like a bit of a trailer freak, I kind of like that a little bit. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm with you.
And that way you got all these pockets and doors to put all your tools and straps and anything else you want to haul.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Treats for Breezy, whatever.
I need a
spare treats.
I need a ramp truck for her.
I mean, we could haul that. I'd be happy with that.
We got moon pies and Debbie cakes, you know? And our microwave in the back.
A toter home with a trailer.
Now that we're gonna get into that here in the next segment now, because that's just a whole nother realm of it right there. But I like the ramp trucks. I think it's a good idea to have a trailer. And I'll be honest with you, if you ever need a friend, get a car trailer.
Oh yeah,
you got
that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
my trailer's made a trip already this year, and I haven't been with it to West Virginia, New York, Alabama, and Florida, and I haven't got any cars from any of them.
You know what I tell them? U-Haul's got a hell of a service.
You get throwing that out there. You get that phone call, hey, can I borrow your trailer? Yeah.
You know what happens when I get that phone call about borrowing my trailer? You know what I say? You seen my mag wheels on there? You know how I am about my stuff? Never mind. Thank you. Click. Just saying, problem solved. Guys, stay tuned. We're talking tow rigs right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. In the studio, we got Smitty and Breezy, our Hot Rod happy couple.
What's poppin', pimpin'?
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. And, of course, Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst slash numbers guru, Mr. Richard Hoskins.
What's happening, Roanoke, Virginia?
Oh, Roanoke.
Is that right? Roanoke's in Virginia, right?
Yep. Yeah, okay. Last I checked.
That's right.
North Carolina.
Love Roanoke, Virginia.
Love you guys. Even slash geography expert, Richard Hoskins. It's called a map. Anyway, I'm going to buy Richard a globe. All right, guys. And, of course, we've got Hot Rods and Happy Hour legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Mr. Kobe Miller himself.
What's going on, everyone?
And, you know, we're talking about tow pigs, and we're talking about car trailers and things like that. Talked about Ram trucks a little bit, but I got one for you. If you had to find something to stay in, how about trailers with sleeping quarters in them? I think that's kind of cool.
That's really neat.
It's like you're camping with your ride.
See, I could camp like that.
Yeah.
Kind of. Well, maybe. No.
Well, my idea of camping is like a shower, hotel. Cable TV.
Yeah, across the street.
Wi-Fi. See,
I've talked my wife into actually living in one of those.
That'd actually be kind of, I could do it.
Yeah.
I felt the deal of the day on Craigslist, actually. And we could all go car showing in it. Gray could even come too. This is the thing. It would be the ultimate hauler.
Yeah.
A 45-foot-long Prevost tour bus.
We need a tour bus.
Could you imagine come rolling up to the car show in your 45-foot-long polished stainless tour bus? Psh!
Looking like it's Buster Rhymes.
Look like Garth Brooks come rolling up to the car show. I'm talking about polished Alcoa 22.5s all the way around with a tag axle on the back. Series 60 Detroit, Allison automatic transmission. And it belonged to a Christian singing group, so you know good people. It's got good juju on it. It ain't like you bought Def Leppard's tour bus, you know? But you know what I'm saying? Like, this thing was bad news. All leather inside, had a lounge in the back, and, you know, they were literally, like, having Bible study back there, like, straight up, really. I mean, it's probably, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like it might be disrespectful for us to take over a Christian traveling band's bus.
I kind of agree with you on that.
And then it go to us.
It's retired.
Yeah,
but it needs to go through one more hand before it gets to us, though.
Yeah, it's like a life of good, it's like a life of good service and then getting sentenced to hell.
So basically, like the guy that runs the Girls Gone Wild needs it for about a year or two, then we can get it.
No, yeah, we don't need to go that dirty. We don't need disinfectant.
Well, Kobe's over talking about spraying everything with Lysol because y'all germ factory.
Yeah.
Everybody in this studio has got this crud that's going around right now in South Carolina. It's like this friggin' croup slash pneumonia fever. And then first Smitty was dying, then Kobe was dying, then Richard was dying.
Hey, Richard brought it upon us.
Yeah.
Richard died first.
You can't prove that.
Richard went first.
You are like, you seen that movie Outbreak? You are specimen one.
No, patient zero.
Patient zero.
Yeah.
Hey, we can't prove it because you missed the first show.
Yeah, we got audio proof.
It was you, Richard. And then it went to Smitty. And last week, I felt fine in the show, and we were talking about being sick. I wake up Thursday morning. I thought I was going to die.
You guys are mean, but I feel like the guy at the beginning of Stephen King's The Stand that's, like, driving the car and pulls up in the gas station and dies, and everybody's like, oh, this guy started it.
Yeah.
It's all your fault.
Well, we know who's been kissing who.
But you know what? I haven't got sick.
I haven't gotten sick.
You know why? Because we got good jeans, sis.
Exactly.
Pow! Designer ones. Anyway. We actually do have the same taste in jeans.
We do. We look alike right now.
A lot, which is crazy. We both have holy jeans on.
We're both wearing Jordache.
Well, as long with as y'all patches. Stay in each other's jeans. Y'all's own jeans.
Jeans.
Jeans. Each other's.
We may swap. You don't know. So, anyway. But, I mean, how cool would it be to have a tour bus? I think that would be, could you imagine an enclosed trailer, like, I mean, 80 feet of maybe a double stacker?
That would be awesome.
Come riding
that
up.
That would be amazing.
That's car showing right there, boys. When you come rolling up, you come to win.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I'm just saying, like, you just go ahead and give him a trophy now. You see my setup? Psh, as you pop your air brakes. You got an air door on it. It's a Greyhound bus. No, it's not a Greyhound bus. It's a Christian Tudor bus.
It's a Prevost.
I mean, it's
I was about to say that. It's a Prevost.
There's a difference there. This thing is riding on air, not like Smitty's truck riding on air, but it is riding on air on a Gillig chassis. This thing is a Greyhound bus, virtually. How cool would that be without the urine stains?
Without the urine stains.
I'm serious. Without that old pee smell.
Ew.
Ew. But.
At least at first.
Give it time. But, I mean, could you imagine? We've got a kitchen for Breezy. She could have all kinds of moon pies and treats. She could microwave moon pies till her little heart's content. We got a 12,000 kilowatt friggin' generator on this thing. Got a Cummins own end generator so you can run speakers, event stuff out of it. You talk about a party, flat screen TVs.
Oh, yeah. I can see it now. But I just got one question. Who's polishing all the stainless?
That one's. Yes. We're going to have to take. Richard. I think everybody's going to take turns on that. There's a lot of polishing that would have to be done.
We could get an intern for that.
Yeah.
Gray?
I don't think Gray's going to be down for that.
I think I run a lot of
his arms
are kind of
small.
So.
He probably could.
Yeah. Make fun of his short pants. But, which it needed to be said. I'm just saying.
Yeah. But then let's drop the price tag. How much was this thing? About $250?
Believe it or not, it went like 45,000. It's a 93 miles, an old one.
Oh, okay.
But it was a nice tour bus. It's a Christian tour bus. It ain't like a church is going to say something bad, you know? It didn't have church pews in or anything, but I mean, it's cool. All leather inside.
I want to know what Christian church band is traveling around in a Prevost tour bus.
Maybe a good one. You know, I mean, the Lord likes to ride in style, too, you know.
They must be getting a little bit different love offerings than I've seen gifted in the past.
Oh, my God.
Maybe they sent the plate around twice. You don't know. But, I mean, that thing was cool.
That would be nice.
It might have been the Oak Ridge Boys. I don't know. I just read it.
They might have just worded it that way.
Exactly.
It was Craigslist, too, so, I mean, you know.
It might have been DC Talk or something. I don't know. Michael W. Smith, one of them.
If it was Michael W. Smith, I guarantee you there's pee stains in it. And we should probably disinfect it.
I didn't say it was R. Kelly's. Oh, I bet she does have trouble selling tour buses, I bet.
R. Kelly?
Yeah.
Man, I don't think I'd want one after him. I'd be afraid of getting pulled over and getting indicted.
They would just burn it.
Yeah, they just set it on fire.
Put gas on it, burn it.
And leave it.
But you know, think about it. You got a bathroom. And there's another cool thing about it. It's got a full-size bathroom. And it's got a tub. You can take a bath in the motorhome.
You just won me over.
You can take a bath in the motorhome. And it's got a porcelain toilet. And not one of them old crappy camper toilets. But a real porcelain, like a Ferguson, in the camper. On the motorhome.
This is a
tour bus.
I mean, I'd be down for that. As much as we're in
bunk beds
fields,
in it too.
I don't want a bunk bed. But as much as we're, I'll sleep in the bathtub. I mean, I'll
put it like, Richard already claims that he like said he's down for that.
And the thing that was cool is the bunk beds all had little flat screen TVs that folded down.
Now that'd be nice.
Okay, I might sleep in a bunk bed.
That's actually got your own little nightlight right there and all that stuff.
Yeah, night John boy.
Exactly, you know, and it's got the little curtain you slide over, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you ain't going to be getting too much love action going on in there with in a bunk bed, but you know what I mean.
Let's not be so sure.
No, I was about to say, that's to be determined.
That's why we're going to have the next owner own it first, and then it's going to come to us.
Like I said, everybody but Richard can come, and we'd all have a great time, you know? Why not, guys?
You're going to put me in the trailer.
Heck no, my car's in there. No. I see how you look at the booth thing. No, sir. Hi, you're freaking me. I'm breaking a sweat over here. Probably the fever. Because you got me sick.
Probably.
You know I ain't got no sense.
Ain't got no immune system either, apparently. Getting sick all the time. Killing me.
If you ever really listen to the show, you would know why Richard's sick all the time.
I'm on Benny's to gargle. You need to go gargle rubbing alcohol or something.
Yeah, I don't.
And usually, Lysol.
I don't usually take the bounce back time that I should.
Yeah, really. This guy's wide open all the time. I tell you what else wide open is these commercial breaks, man.
God.
Stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.